Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Says, why don't you get off that couch? It don't cost me nothing when it wants to go out. I want you to love me like my dog. He never says I need a new attitude. Him and my sister ain't always in a feud. When I leave the seat up, he don't think that it's rude. I want you to love me like my dog does.
Good morning. It is 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, 67 degrees. When you hear that music, you know it's going to be fun. I'm Patty Mercer, and you're listening to WRHI's Palmetto Mornings on right here. And along with me, we have...
I'm Lucas McFadden, and welcome in to our listeners on AM 1340. Those listening to us on the free WRHI app, watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
You know, I really love Mondays, and I really love the fact that Mondays can be challenging, like a little technical glitches occasionally, like we're having today. However, there's just something about a fur baby that makes it all better. And who better to speak to about fur babies, their needs, and what's going on than Mary Beth Knapp from the Humane Society of York County. Good morning, Mary Beth.
Good morning and happy Monday.
Yes, you make it so much sweeter.
Okay. When you have a very fur baby, beautiful fur baby sitting in your lap.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes.
Well, we've got two pets or felines of the week this week. A bonded pair of sisters. Are they not adorable?
Oh, yes.
And so bonded basically means that for their well-being, we want them to be adopted together. So we understand it's a little bit of a big deal, but it's just for their best life, basically.
Okay. Yes.
So their names are Fifi and Fufu. gracious, we come up with some names. And they came in together, obviously, and they were owner surrenders at no fault of their own. We see this so very often, and it just impacts the pets so much that they actually get their feelings hurt, and they become scared, obviously, because they're in a new environment.
Mm-hmm.
So their transition time can be a little lengthy, so give them a little more time to adjust. But Fifi, her uniqueness, other than she's absolutely gorgeous, is she's a short hair calico beauty with a unique tail. We don't know if it came that way, if she was born that way. We're not quite sure. It's just very unique.
Mm-hmm.
Then Fufu, on the right, is a longer hair calico, and she's just a... she's a little stubby and a little fluffy, so she could lose a little poundage. I think once they're in homes and can move about and have a great time, they will adjust beautifully.
They're very pretty.
They're both just over 2 years old. They're spayed, vaccinated, tested, and microchipped. And so we're in search of that person, couple, family, who are willing to put in the time and let them adjust. We're just so confident that they will just open up and blossom into just awesome personalities, so much more than you'll see when you initially meet them, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So give us a call at the Humane Society of York County to make an appointment. If you're interested, 803-802-0902.
Then what about this doggy?
Dog of the week. Oh, my goodness. This
so
senior
cute.
Face. Just not precious, Patty. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. So this is Keenan. We have, I think, spoken about Keenan before. He is just over 8 years old.
He's little.
Came in. He's a Chihuahua mix, and he came in with his brother who went home. So he is waiting so patiently. He is from animal control. We're so happy he came in. And he is precious. I can't say enough of this little man. He offers love, affection. He will just provide you with the two cutest ears in the world for listening to all your thoughts. He just really wants to play. He's still got lots of energy. Go for walks, be loved, and hang out with his someone special. So if that's you, Keenan is neutered, vaccinated, just like all the rest, tested, microchipped, and he is ready and waiting for you to come on in. So if you are just have this soft place in your heart for some seniors, give us a call. We'd love to make an appointment at 803, again, 802-0902. And we've got the scoop this week. Oh, my gosh, 'tis the season for community and garage sales. Oh, goodness.
Big time.
Oh, goodness. They're everywhere. And we are so blessed because we're inundated. So thank you for doing the right thing and being green by having a garage sale. And then if those things, gently used items, don't sell, consider donating to the Possibility Thrift Shop. We'd love to turn those into life-saving dollars for our fur mission. And, of course, you can shop on our eBay site and like us on Facebook because that's how you know what our beautiful stories are, our updates, and our needs. And then our rescue needs are clay cat litter because we are in the midst of kitten season, puppy chow because all of a sudden we have so many puppies coming everywhere, running about, pro plan weight management cat food.
Is that for Fufu?
That's for Fufu and okay. some others, a little fluffy munchkins, kitten formula, the dry brand, and then bottles, of course, for feeding them. And please do still consider coming on board as a foster. We sure would love it, and it helps us save more lives. So all this can be found on our website, humanesocietyofyorkcounty.org, and we so appreciate everyone's input and their involvement.
Well, we appreciate you joining us every Monday and sharing the fur babies of the week. Have a great day. Mary Beth Knapp.
Thank you so much. You as well.